So the question was asked about a guy who met a girl in the chat room and he wants to date her. So let's discern between internet dating and chat rooms. Chat rooms, I would strongly recommend you guys stay away from. They're addictive. A lot of people who enter them end up wasting years of their lives. Today already there's research being done into how to help these people psychologically. It is addictive, and people can get away from life into this fantasy world where they could be whoever they want to be, and there are a lot of lies in the chat rooms, and people also deceive themselves, meaning you start chatting with a girl named Wendy, and in your mind you develop a picture of Wendy, and after developing a relationship, so to speak, after developing a relationship and imagining who she is and everything moving forward, they decide they're going to meet, and when they meet, he discovers that Wendy is has white hair, weighs 350 pounds, is missing two front teeth. This isn't the Wendy he thought he was talking to.
Only two teeth.
Yeah. So that's an extreme example, but in many other respects, it's a true example. Meaning, in the chat rooms, people present themselves however they choose to, and people also imagine who they're talking to, and it's not true. It's not a real relationship. In dating, we're going to have a class about telephone conversations. And so when it comes to chat rooms, in general, people would be well advised to stay away. Now, we're going to discuss in dating that telephone conversations also can have a negative effect on a date. Meaning, on the one hand, you do converse on the telephone, but people sometimes think they could phone date and that the relationship will be able to proceed that way. Sometimes there are topics which you could approach on the phone better than you would face-to-face, but ordinarily, if you want to really know who you're dating, you have to speak face-to-face, because you could have a conversation and one of the sides is yawning, rolling their eyes, making faces like, what, that's ridiculous. And at the same time, on the phone they're saying, uh-huh, yeah, right. You don't really see who you're talking to. And that does have an effect on the date. If you want to know who you're dating, you have to date the person in person. Many people have tried to phone date, only to discover that all the advancements they thought they made over the phone were false. They didn't really get to know the person. Now that's regarding chat rooms. As far as internet dating, so part of the problem is that people can lie, but people will say that chatchanim lie as well. Last time we had a class on dating, so this was the major point that guys had a peeve with what I said. Guys said I stressed that the internet isn't the way to go. Go with Shadchanim, and guys came back and they said Shadchanim lied to us right and left all the time. Guys had horror stories that they themselves experienced with Shadchanim setting them up with a girl, telling them she's a wonderful, excellent girl, and forgetting to mention that she had been divorced twice in her life. All kinds of stories that guys told me that they themselves experienced. So after hearing these horror stories with Shadchanim, I could recommend that you go to a Shadchan that people recommend. Rav Aaron Halevi has Shadchanim, he recommends. And as far as the web goes, so I still have my reservations. I think that it isn't the best way, it isn't the ideal way. If there's no other choice, if a guy has no other way of getting a good kosher date, then it is better than picking up a girl at a bar.
10 times, no?
Well, 10 times better, yeah. At least 10 times better, yeah. Look, it is I can't say that if a person has no other option, he shouldn't go that route. But to say that I'd recommend that route, I don't think that's the ideal route. But it seems like many guys find themselves in a situation where they do have no other option. No one is setting them up. So then I think it's better to go that route than not date and get married. But users beware. You have no idea who you're dating. People, there's no way of checking whether the facts people put in are true or the facts people are omitting. You have no way of knowing. So just bear that in mind. Yeah, on this topic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for the English program here, they tell you to contact Shanim when you want to get married.
Well, we also set you guys up, but we have to know girls that we think match. Right. Meaning there are guys here who I'd love to set up, but I don't know any girls that are for them. I have at home a list of 100, 150 girls. Wow. Fine, but there has to be someone there that makes sense to set you up with. It's not enough that I have a girl. I mean, we're trying to match someone that makes sense.
In the Hebrew program, do they hook them up with the sister yeshiva here?
They try to set them up in general.
The Hebrew program.
Has nothing to do with this program specifically. Rav Sperling teaches at Nishmat, so he's set up many guys. There are guys who are married here. He set them up with girls from Nishmat. We don't care. We want you guys married. We don't care where the girls are from. No, so long as she's a good girl, what do I care if she's from the sister school or she's from a different school?
I just find that there's a lot of guys in the English program here who are finding it difficult to get married. And I find a lot of people who have studied here for a while.
It's in the Hebrew program too. It's a problem in general in the from community throughout the world. There's a problem that guys and girls are finding it harder to get married everywhere throughout the world. And there's an international problem. One second. And
there's no game.
And here at the Machon, it's also difficult because the second a person has made a radical shift in his life, so now he's saying, I'm a different person. But he has to get the tools to be that different person. It's not enough to aspire to be a different person. So that takes time. And to match a guy with a girl, you have to know who the person is. Now, in order for that to happen, the person has to land. Very often people feel like they've landed and they haven't yet landed. And even after people end, so then to find the right girl isn't always easy because people have very rich backgrounds. And at the end of the day, that all of this together makes it a little bit more difficult than the already difficult market that's out there. But I don't know that it's more difficult in the English program than the Hebrew program.
I just hear stories like the Hebrew program, like my friends are like, yeah, they beg me to get married and... people in the Israel program, they say that Hebrew program, they beg to get married, the Hebrew program, and they come here and they come here for interviews, they're asking themselves, have you thought about getting married?
I know guys who were in the Hebrew program for quite a number of years and didn't get set up for months at a time, so I don't know. Some people also, it depends on personality.
Right.
Meaning some people have personality which could match with many, many girls, so they'll get set up a lot. And then other people need a very specific type of girl, so then it's more difficult to set them up.
I don't know if that complex.
Think about it.
Set them on dates and then, next one.
No.
It's not like playing football, you kick the ball.
We try not to waste your time. We try to set you up with someone that it makes sense will work. And every yeshiva, this yeshiva included, wishes they could set more guys up and do it better. Every yeshiva that I know of is working to try and find different solutions to the problem. This is a problem all over. Every yeshiva is working on it. Merkaz Harav is introducing new things, and Machon Meir is also trying new things. Everyone's aware of the problem and trying to deal with it. I don't know of any specific solution that's worked very well, but all of the solutions work a little bit. And we're trying. You guys also have to try. Yeah?
One thing I'm just curious about in general is, I guess I'm thinking, for example, if I want to actually know anything at all, I'm going to have to be in yeshiva for at least